Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, July 6th, 2011. A group of Israeli human rights organizations have signed a letter supporting the Freedom Flotilla 2 and calling on the Greek and Israeli governments to allow its safe passage to Gaza. The letter has been signed by prominent organizations such as Rabbis for Human Rights, Gush Shalom, the Israeli Committee Against Housing Demolitions, and the Alternative Information Center. The letter also called for the end to the siege on Gaza and the occupation of Palestinian territory. The organizers of Welcome to Palestine campaign have issued a press statement rejecting allegations of plans to take over airplanes on July 8th in Ben Gurion Airport. Organisers have explicitly rejected suggestions that activists have violent intentions or that they intend to visit Gaza. The object of the initiative, they say, is to visit Palestine and show solidarity with the Palestinian people. According to Haaretz, two activists have already been deported by Israeli authorities, who claim that they will not allow any of the activists to travel from Ben Gurion Airport to the occupied Palestinian territories. The UN report into this year's Nakba Day events along the Lebanese-Israeli borders has criticised Israel's use of disproportionate force against protesters seeking to cross into Israeli-held territory. The report claimed that there was no attempt by Israeli soldiers to use crowd dispersal methods before opening live fire on protesters. The UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has called on the US to avoid the use of unnecessary live fire against protesters in the future. The events of May 15th led to 11 Palestinian protesters being killed and 111 injured due to Israeli live fire. Israeli air forces bombarded late on Tuesday night an area east of Gaza City, causing damage to several structures and mildly wounding three residents. Local sources reported an F-16 Israeli jet fighter fired at least two missiles into some sheds close to the Al-Salam Mosque in Al-Shujaiya neighbourhood east of Gaza City. The sheds were damaged while three residents were moved to the Al-Shifa hospital in Gaza City, suffering mild injuries. Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Wednesday at dawn six Palestinians in several parts of the occupied West Bank. Two Palestinians were kidnapped on Tuesday night. Israeli Army Radio claimed that the six are wanted by the Israeli security forces and that they were rounded up and taken to interrogation centres. The six residents are from Jenin, Ramallah, Bethlehem and Hebron. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was Wednesday, 6th of July, daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This report was brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Kevin Murphy.